Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's a former Florida congressman and a retired Army lieutenant colonel and advisor to Patriot Academy. Colonel West, great to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be with you, Vince, and happy Independence Day weekend.
Happy Independence Day weekend to you, sir. Where does this come from? Why is the left so angry at Clarence Thomas?
Well, they're angry with Clarence Thomas. It goes back to what Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you're not really black. Or what the woman said on The View, there's no such thing. She's confused about black Republicans and black conservatives. She considers it an oxymoron. The left believes that your skin color should dictate how you think and how you act. I mean, this guy, Rex Chapman, who, if I'm correct, he went to the University of Kentucky. I went to the University of Tennessee, so I hate the guy. But anyhow, you know, Rex Chapman sitting there and saying he's never been to an NBA game. What qualifying does that have to do? Is that some check in the box that you have to have? They are very concerned when blacks do not ideologically.
Colonel West?
White progressive socialist plantation.
Yeah, I hear you now, sir. Your signal broke up for just a moment, but they have an expectation that if you are black, you will conform to the left's agenda.
No, you're absolutely right. And they vehemently hate black conservatives. You know, this is why historically you never see anyone, you know, speaking about Booker T. Washington, because he was a black conservative,
yes.
Education, entrepreneurship, and self-reliance. You don't see any references to Clarence Thomas in the quote-unquote African-American History Museum there in Washington, D.C., because he is someone that broke away from their plantation. And that is such a slap in the face. But what I see happening right now, so many people are realizing that, and they're breaking away from this progressive plantation that they have out there.
Yeah, that history is so important. You know, you talk about especially Frederick Douglass, the great American orator, escaped slavery and was an essential component to helping America achieve the vision that the founders laid out but hadn't yet fulfilled.
Yeah.
Booker T. Washington, I think a lot about his meeting with Teddy Roosevelt at the White House.
Yeah.
He has this infamous dinner at the White House with Teddy Roosevelt, and Teddy didn't think anything of it. He thought, okay, it's totally fine, of course, to have dinner with Booker T. Washington. You know, at that time, Teddy was trying to appeal to especially black Southerners, and the American South, led by Democrats, went crazy. Their newspapers had the most racist attacks on Teddy Roosevelt, and Booker T. Washington alleged that Washington was only there to go after and sleep with Teddy Roosevelt's daughter. It was disgraceful stuff in American history.
And then that kind of reminds you of where we are today, the exact same party, the party that did not support the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments, the party of the Ku Klux Klan who founded it, the party of segregation, secession, slavery, and now the socialism, the party that embraces Margaret Sanger, who, because of her, I mean, a white supremacist, a racist who spoke at Klan rallies, you know, we have seen this whole Planned Parenthood was really an attack against, you know, having black children being born. She referred to blacks as undesirables and human weeds. And this Roe v. Wade decision was very important in the black community because since 1973, close to 25 million black babies murdered in the womb. And 38% of the abortions in America have to deal with black women, who only make 7% of the population of America. If you want to talk about something's racist, why is the black community so targeted? So those are the reasons why we have you and so many others out there that are bringing these hypocrisies to light.
You know, I was told a story the other day. I didn't realize this was true. I know you've written about this, all of this in a recent column. You call it a short reminder of the history of the Democrat Party in America, and includes a lot of the details of what you and I are talking about now, the real history of the Democratic Party. And it's funny because, like, whenever we talk about, you know, systemic racism or institutional racism, and you have to apologize for the sins of the past, like, the left likes to suggest that, you know, people on the basis of their skin color need to apologize for the sins that they weren't even a part of. But if that's the standard, why wouldn't you apply that standard to your party, which was started as a vehicle for prejudice against people on the basis of their skin color?
You're absolutely right. Everything about systemic racism in America points right back to the Democrat Party. You know, the history of the Republican Party founded in 1854 was a single issue, and that was the abolition of slavery. Again, it was a Republican president with the assistance and the help you just talked about, Frederick Douglass, who was a former slave, the Emancipation Proclamation. When you talk about Juneteenth, Juneteenth has to do with blacks here in Texas finally understanding in 1865 that they were free. And what happened 2 years after them learning here in Texas they were free? They created the Republican Party of Texas on July the 4th of 1867. And so that history needs to get out there, because what we're doing, we're seeing the left erase or revise history in their favor. They don't want to talk about these things because it makes them real uncomfortable.
Well, this is why a friend told me the other day, and I didn't know this, that you remember back in 2012, during the presidential election of 2012, Steven Spielberg released the movie Lincoln, with the actor Daniel Day-Lewis playing Abraham Lincoln.
Great movie.
Steven Spielberg is and was a big Obama supporter. He refused to release the movie ahead of the election because he didn't want people to connect Republicans with Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, Republicans with Abraham Lincoln. And the whole storyline behind that movie Lincoln was about the 13th Amendment and what it took to get the 13th Amendment passed. And the fact that the Democrat Party was completely against it, completely against the 14th Amendment as well. That's why I find it so funny that they're always talking about equal protection under the law, that clause, which was really pertinent to the recently freed slaves who are now citizens of the United States of America. That's what the 14th Amendment was about. So when we are not discussing this history, when we don't have civics, when you have the tweet that goes out that says Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black Supreme Court justice, which is a slap in the face to Clarence Thomas and Thurgood Marshall, you have people that, you know, fall in line with that. And so we got to do such a good job of better informing and educating the American population.
So can you address, if there's a Democrat listening to this right now, they may think to themselves, like, well, the thing that they're not saying, guys, is that, here's the phrase everybody uses, the parties switched. Yes, the Democrats were racist, but then the Republicans became the racists. How do you talk about that, Colonel Allen West?
No, the Republicans did not become the racists. And I can tell you, having been brought up down south, it was about the imprisonment of Martin Luther King Jr. And what happened was both camps, John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, both camps wanted them to contact Coretta Scott King and give condolences and show support. Richard Nixon did not do it. And the word got out, never confirmed that John F. Kennedy did. Well, what happened in every living room down south is you have a picture of Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy. But when you look at the policies, modern day policies that have most adversely affected the black community, they came out of the Great Society program. They came out of the Lyndon B. Johnson administration. When you look at the tearing down of the traditional nuclear black family, that's exactly what you see happening.
Yes.
And today, when you have this Black Lives Matter group, which is a Marxist group, the leftist communist Marxists have always done a great job of infiltrating into the black community. And look and read and understand the history of W.E.B. Du Bois. The NAACP was not founded by blacks. It was founded by New England white liberal progressive socialists. And Du Bois had a great relationship with Mao Zedong, and he ended up renouncing his U.S. citizenship and moving and going over to the Soviet Union. Now, that's truth. And that's what people need to understand. So the parties didn't switch. Yep. It's just that the Democrats had a better propaganda machine, and they enslaved the black people economically through those Great Society programs and welfare programs. And look at our inner cities today.
Well, if you widen the lens out from the end of slavery to the modern day, and you take a look at the kind of the direction that black Americans were headed in the United States in the face of overwhelming prejudice and Jim Crow laws, and all of the barriers that were thrown in front of black Americans, they were succeeding rapidly in the United States of America despite those barriers. That's where you get Black Wall Street from in Tulsa. That's where you get
in Harlem.
That's where you get Harlem from. So you get success is on its way, and then Lyndon B. Johnson, the Great Society, comes along. The government gets very involved in the lives of black Americans. And what direction did things go?
The direction is what you see today. When I was born in 1961 in a blacks-only hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, the two-parent household in the black community was between 75 to 77%. Today is 24%. When you look at the lack of black economic opportunities, small businesses, black-owned banks, things of that nature, that is what we have gotten on the path of, the rise of gangs and the black-on-black crime that we see happening. The Roe v. Wade decision, where now, I mean, we're murdering in the womb, you know, upwards to close to 25 million black children. So that everything has gone in an opposite direction as far as the success of the black community. Sure, you've got, you know, multimillionaires in the entertainment industry and in sports and things of that nature, but when you look at these communities, you don't see the same type of economic growth and development like you had. Oprah Winfrey was not the first black female millionaire. It was Madam C.J. Walker, and people need to go and study her success.
Well, we're grateful for your time and your history lesson today, as always. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, thanks for joining us, and please have a very happy Independence Day, sir.
Thank you so much, Vince. God bless you, and take care.
Likewise.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.